Coming up on American Parlor Songbook, join us for an episode about confidence schemes with singer-songwriter Patrick Park and comedian Stephen Benequist.
Julie, come on, what's your PIN number?
What for?
I have to give it to this Nigerian prince.
That doesn't sound like a good idea.
Come on, it's a great idea. If I give him $10,000 now, he's going to give us $100,000 once his inheritance clears.
JP, have you ever heard of the Nigerian prince scam?
Of course, Julia. I'm not a rube.
And that doesn't raise any alarms?
Oh, look, I'm a good judge of character, and I personally guarantee you that John Roger John John Munson John is a perfectly real Nigerian prince.
Why would a real Nigerian prince have your email?
I give it out all the time on the air, so he probably...
That might not be a good idea.
Oh, it's a great idea. In fact, if anyone out there listening has a good get-rich-quick scheme, email me your awesome, totally legit setup to scamjphouston@americanparlorsongbook.com.
From the Tudor House Theater in Lake Arrowhead, California, this is American Parlor Songbook, with your host at the piano, J.P. Houston!
Now, thank you, folks. And on the other microphone, I've convinced her that my snoring is music, Julie Van Dusen. Con. Confidence scheme. Pyramids, Ponzi's, bait and switches, New York investment funders, Nigerian princes, and presidents of these United States. Go ahead, kick the tires, you can trust me. Would I lie to you? First, you gain their trust, you know, confidence, and then you lure them in with a big payoff in the cards. Use every trick in the playbook of human foibles to keep that poor sucker off balance while you fleece him. They say that a sucker is born every minute. That's like 85,000 of them a day. And, well, that's out of a total of 350,000, right? So there's a pretty good chance that you are one. I know I am. I once invested money in a pyramid scheme, literally building pyramids on swampland in Florida. They sunk. Hoodwink, buffalo, flam, flam, and bluff and crow. Count no wooden cents. All you need is confidence. I'll break it down for you. The stage isn't a confidence scheme. First, it's the foundation work. You rent the fake office, hire the accomplices, print up the phony newspapers, or, you know, file the appropriate paperwork with the election commission. And then the approach. Psst, you want in on a secret? Now the build-up. You get that blood pumping. You get them so greedy their brain doesn't work right. And then it's time for the convincer. A little taste of the rewards so that they believe you whole hog. If the con involves an actual hog, well, it gets a bit confusing. For purposes of this con here, there's no actual pig. So you convince them whole hog, right? And then you hit them with the hurrah. This is where you turn up the heat and see if they're cooked. You know, something's up, an emergency, the circumstances have suddenly changed, and they have to act now or else, right? And then you hit them with what's called the in and in. Your accomplice walks up, and he puts his money on the line, right? And you say, well, see, even this schmuck thinks it's for real. So, well, you got him. You pull him in, and they're burnt. But don't ask me how I know these details. Definitely don't check your wallets on the way out. You can trust me, I'm in public broadcasting. We give you a coffee mug for your $500 donation. Hoodwink, buffalo, flam flam, and bluff and crow. Don't need no wooden sense. All you need is confidence. Truth and advertising. Miracle men rolling into town on a wagon, hawk snake oil, Facebook ads for cavity repairing effects of coconut oil, late night infomercials for magic juicers that can juice a leather shoe, cut to a shot of the audience in full Stockholm syndrome. I think they drug the free pizza at those things. I ordered one of those late night commercial pillows once, you know, those pillows. It turns out it's a pillow. You know those male enhancement pills at the convenience store checkout? They appear to work. Because they make you go blind and you can't see how inadequate you are anymore. Hoodwink, buffalo, flim flam, and bluff and crow. Don't need no wooden sense. All you is confidence. Once, not too long ago, two of the biggest grifters in the history of the world went head-to-head, an all-out lying, cheating scam fest, the 2016 election. And it didn't matter who won, we all lost. Republicans blame Democrats, Democrats blame Republicans. Hillary blames everyone, Russians, Bernie, the FBI, a jar of pickles. Never trust the person saying, look over there, right? As far as I care, you can blame whoever you want. Just don't blame me. I'm Canadian. I voted for Prime Minister Gretzky, so I didn't do it. I don't really lean either way on the political spectrum. I'm what you call an authoritarian anarchist. I force you to do whatever you want. Yes, it's the biggest con of them all, the intersection of lawyers and showbiz. The only place in the world where you can simultaneously write sexual harassment laws and be charged with them. In Washington, you can never tell if you're being groped or they're reaching around for your wallet. Would I lie to you, honestly, truthfully true? I'll confide in you, plain and true. I'm honestly lying to you. So, are you a sucker or are you hip? Are they pulling the wool over your eyes or are you chucking that sheep over the fence? Eventually, you have to believe some people some of the time, at the very least. It's in the eyes. You take a good look and you see what's in there. And, well, if it's too good to be true, it's probably a scheme. So, we're going to weed out the naive from the astute this week and see who we can't con into a few laughs, maybe a song or two. Stick around, there's a big payoff. Hoodwink, buffalo, flam flam, and bluff and crow. Don't need no wooden sense when all you need is confidence. Now, we are always bound to offend someone out there listening. So if you do take offense with something you hear on the program, you can tweet me directly at TheJPHouston. Or you can write down all of your complaints neatly on a 5x5 card, lick a stamp, stick it on your forehead, and walk into a lake. Because we don't want to hear it. No, but seriously, go ahead and drop me a line. But be warned, you just might get a response on the air. Our musical guest this week is a great singer-songwriter from Los Angeles, California, by way of Colorado. Ladies and gentlemen, Patrick Park.
Well, here we are with burning skin, where we've always been. And we all collide in the rising tide and weather in the wind. We live our lives like hands are tied and dead in days of dreaming. Embrace the race of every day, but forsake the feeling. Are we killing time while these days unwind? We can't see past our own sad stories and wonder what we're missing. We can't see past our own sad stories and forget how to listen. Oh. But did there ever come a time when things weren't so defined? We've given new names to our hopes and our pain, but love just gets harder to find. We wrestle with what we think we should say and hang ourselves out in the air. But most of the time, I think you're fine. They were just pretending to care, and it's a crying shame how we get so trained. We can see past our own sad stories and wonder what we're missing. We can see past our own sad stories and forget how to listen. We can see past our own sad stories and wonder what it is we're doing. Can't see past our own sad stories and forget who it is we're fooling.
Song from our friend Patrick Pike.
American Parlor Songbook is now available on PRX, and we're excited to be adding some new stations this season. Well, we're always looking for more ways to subvert the airwaves, so information is available on our website about how to suggest or request a local broadcast. We're also recording live episodes all year, bringing the program and our guests to venues all across Southern California. Our schedule is available online at our website, AmericanParlorSongbook.com.
From Slick Poo, Idaho, to Sandwich, Illinois, your hard-earned tax dollars are floating down the tubes of capitalism, paving roads, building schools, and putting out fires. Yes, everyone pitches in their fair share of taxes.
Wow, even me?
Yes, Billy, even a little kid like you.
Oh, I ain't a kid. I got what's called developmental delays on account of the lead in the water.
Yes, Billy, no matter who you are, when you pitch in, you reap the rewards of the social safety net.
Wow, that sure sounds good in principle. We are in principle, aren't we?
Oh, no, Billy. We're in America. Follow me.
Where are we going?
Into a shame spiral of despair. This way. Look down there, Billy.
Whoa. Who are all those white guys?
Don't forget ugly.
Who are all those ugly white guys?
And fat, Billy, fat.
All right. Who are all those ugly, fat white guys?
Senators.
Well, what are they doing?
Debating.
You mean taxes?
The ones over there on the left are saying handout. The ones on the right side are shouting, trickle down.
You mean like when my Uncle Charlie passed out on the porch?
No, Billy. If you cut taxes for the wealthy business owners, they'll have more money.
To trickle down under the little guy?
No, stupid. Follow me.
Let me guess. Down the toilet.
You want to know where the money goes, don't you, Billy?
All right. Where are we going?
The Cayman Islands. Let's go. See, Billy? Piles and piles of green spending money.
Wow-wee. Look at all them simoleons.
Oh, don't be racist, Billy. Those are Cayman Islanders.
Simoleons? Like sawbucks?
Oh, it's money, Billy. Money. Have you been drinking the tap water again?
Never mind.
See all that money there washing up offshore?
Uh-huh.
Well, it's going into those shelters.
To protect it until it goes back into the economy?
To hide it from you.
So it's all a big shell game.
Now you're getting it.
And it doesn't matter what tax laws those fat guys write.
Not a lick.
What a ripoff.
What can you do, Billy?
Vote?
Sure, if it makes you feel better.
Aww.
Yes, from Sheboygan to Cheyenne, everyone pays their fair share of taxes.
I think it's about time we heard another song from Patrick Park.
It's always been the hard way. Oh, nothing at all. Hard luck or a bad break, I've seen them all. Don't care what you all think, I made it this far. Everybody got a heart on the illusory life. Well, go ahead, try it on if it feels right. Don't care what you all say, make it this time. Who do you think you are, going around like a furlong? Can't take you with you if there's nowhere to go. Living a life where nobody's home. Who do you think you are, nowhere to go, living a life where nobody's home. There's nobody home. There's nobody home. There's nobody home. There's nobody home.
Great song from Patrick Park. Information about our musical guest is available on his website, patrickpark.net. Let's have another song from Patrick Park.
I see you on the avenue where you know them and they know you. Down so low, there's nowhere left to fall. And I watch you bend like twigs against the changing of the times and wither underweight that weighs upon us all. Just hoping that someone will hear you call. All red dirt and sand may cover all the land, and everything may fall apart. But as soon as you know, you'll be steady as you go, oh, like a blackbird through the dark. I see your faith begin to sway as the promise seems to slip away, and all the days just break to test your will. As the sun goes down on the west, and we all learn to live with less, desire burns a hole you'll never fill. And its hand like a stain is on you still. All red dirt and sand may cover all the land, and everything may fall apart. But as soon as you know, you'll be steady as you go on, like a blackbird through the dark. As soon as you know, you'll be steady as you go on, like a blackbird through the dark.
Patrick Park.
Gray metal rattlers like worms in the apple. Out from the tunnels, over a bridge, hitting the light and donning blue and red letters spray-painted on, burying the subway cars in breakdance art. Through the tall, narrow streets, with only slivers of silver sky above, into yellow cabs over steaming grates, under white noise of hollers and honks, past fish market smells, pimp strut strips and peep booth rows, beautiful grit, electric boogaloo. Up over the border there, no such dirty charm, no, just polite Canadians, where the only sound heard more than A is sorry. If you want to hear a Canadian say sorry, punch him in the face. Unless he's wearing skates. We got bored easily up there. You could stop moving and freeze in the cold, like Nicholson at the end of The Shining. So we'd all pile in the Datsun and head south every year, cross over at Niagara Falls and head for the Big Apple. My teenaged older siblings, they'd peeled off through the 80s, and now they were staying home to destroy the house and microwave the cat. And by now, it was just me and a couple of sisters left for the trip. There was going to be plenty of room to smuggle back duty-free 49 keys and bossa nova beats and buttons labeled drum fill. Guitars grew keys, or maybe keyboards grew sideways. Either way, jackets grew shoulder pads, and you didn't look cool unless you dressed like a Starfleet captain. A Starfleet captain with blue eyeshadow and enough hairspray to down a hawk. And you had to purse your lips and look into the camera and affect a British accent even if you were from Minnesota. And you darn well better be able to lip sync while you lounge on a catamaran. My sister Melissa, she played the Muppet drum set. You know, the Muppet faces were stenciled on the skins there. Kermit on the bass drum, Miss Piggy on the snare drum. I had a guitar. Down in that basement, a leftover 70s multicolor rug, faux wood paneling, the whole nine yards. You could play We Will Rock You without so much as learning a guitar chord, because all Melissa had to know was frog, frog, pig, frog, frog, pig. But when it came time to learn Flock of Seagulls, a guitar may as well have been a wet spaghetti noodle. No, there was no place in New Wave for a guitar. And I needed was a keyboard, heck, maybe 10 of them. Just layer them up on all sides, purse out those lips, reach out in any direction, and bam, sweet synth sounds. Oh, I could just picture it, daydreaming in the back of the car as we pulled up to the border. Dad behind the wheel, comb over, glasses, sandals on socks. And for summer trips, he'd cut his jeans into shorts. So short, that he was in danger of hanging a pocket. Or worse. pull up at the border. He fancied himself hilarious, so the border guard says, anything to declare? And Dad says, universal health care. The guard shoots him a look. Sorry. Yeah, he's Canadian, all right. Let him through. Mom unfolds the map that keeps unfolding and unfolding and unfolding. It's actually 1-to-1 scale. Unfolds, blocks the windshield. We go over a median through the air like Dukes of Hazzard. Slow motion, fishtail into the cheapest motel in New York State. Staring up at the popcorn ceiling of the Bluebell Motel. There I am, lying on the quarter for an automatic massage bed, scheming. Maybe if I lay it on thick enough, you know, just really never shut up about it, they'll cave in and they'll buy a nice Casio at one of those discount stores on 42nd Street. Besides, it's an investment in my future, the inevitable future where I'm a new wave star / movie director / NHL goalie. It all starts with that Casio, so why resist, Mom and Dad? I need those buttons and knobs floating across my mind, and I drifted off to sleep. Watch closely now. Three cards. Where's the ace? The crowd pushes in. The dumbest ones with cameras around their necks and cargo shorts. Flip, 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 flip. This one over there. Now that one, watch closely. His sleeves are rolled up, right? A few more moves and stop. Three cards back in a row. Where's the ace? Some Midwest dad steps forward. He thinks he's got it sussed out. $10 down in front of the middle card there. A bead of sweat. And turn it over. Joker. He never stood a chance. Mom will be back in the hotel room panicking. But there wasn't any way to stop us. No, that's why we went down there. We went to ride the scary subways and to cruise through Spanish Harlem and anything as unsafe and un-Canadian as possible. Out down 42nd Street at midnight. The girls would catcall my dad, you looking for a date? Not concerned that there's a 10-year-old in tow with him. No. And we'd look at the saucy posters in those seedy movie theaters, Cannibal Holocaust, Mondo Asia, What the Swedish Butler Saw, all exciting to our Canadian innocent eyes, right? And then the electronic shop windows of pocket transistor televisions, blue Walkmans, RC cars, and yes, there are a whole row of sweet, synthy plastic, the Casios. Dad, no, I'm not spending $150. No, come on, it's my birthday. Your birthday isn't for 11 months. Yeah, but it's this year. No, come on, Dad. And then I hear this voice. You like them Casios? Every local 6 o'clock news had one. Goldhawk was ours. McGavern, Honest John. Any city, turn on the news at about 6:27 when there's no more fires to talk about. The consumer watchdog comes on in action, right? And he fights the good fight and uncovers the scams and chases the poor jerks down the block with the camera. Goldhawk saves the day. Grandma got her pension back. 6:30, let's play Family Feud. Like them. I need them. He steps out of the shadows. You want one? He says, and Dad steps forward to intercept. I'm not spending $150. The sketchy, scrawny guy says, $150? Nah, Pops, I'll give you one for $65. No, your mother would kill me, so I made a play for it. Tried the ego, right? Well, if Mom's the boss of you, he doesn't bite, though. I know. If I know one thing, it's that Dad is a cheapskate. If anyone rolls pennies, if a guy is cheap enough to roll pennies and deposit them in the bank, well, he's got a weak spot, and his weak spot is in his back pocket. So I took a swing. Look at it this way, Dad. You can spend $65 now, or you can wait until Christmas and have to spend at least $200 back home. And then you won't have to spend another penny. I'll waive all right to all other Christmas presents. Just $65 right now, this one time, then nothing else for Christmas. I promise. I could see the gears. They started ticking in his head, and his wallet started bulging in the back pocket of his short shorts. Yes, come to me. Come to me, $65. The character gestures to the apartment door under the awning. And there, crackling in the ugly fluorescent Times Square light, a genuine Casio. Brand new, taped up tight inside the original box. It's hot, right? My dad says. It's hot. I'm not driving back across the border with a hot keyboard. $65, Dad. We can scrape off the serial number. Besides, they're never going to question an innocent family on vacation. No, it's going to be easy. Smooth sailing. He's reaching for it. Come on. Yes, reaching for it. Out comes a wallet. Yes, and out comes a $65. You won't regret this, Dad. I'll learn all your favorites. And then the dude vanished into the night. Wow, this thing's heavy. Must be top-notch. Me and my sister lugging it coffin-style through the streets there. Dad looking around, keeping six for the fuzz, right? We gotta get this thing off the street. Keep moving, keep... Oh, I bet this thing is amazing. The illegal sounds probably make it even better. Street cred. It's got street cred. Don't lag. We have to get this thing off the street. Okay, here we go. We're through the lobby. Dad dodges the bellhop into the elevator. Oh, look, it's got saxophone, piano. Dad, there's a sound called popcorn in this thing. Keep moving straight up through the lobby, up into the room, and through the door. Deep sigh, we made it. My mom comes out. Well, what did you do? Look, it was $65 now or $200 at Christmas. All right, well, let's see the thing. So I slide across the floor, clawing at the tape, rip it all, factory fresh, vacuum packed for safety, down the seam there, open up the flap, styrofoam peanuts, digging styrofoam peanuts deeper, styrofoam peanuts, and there in all its glory, $65 worth of cement brick. No keys, no buttons, no speakers, just a $65 brick. My dad did have a heart, though. Maybe. After Christmas, back down the stairs, into the basement, past the Kiss poster, across the soggy carpet, there's Melissa. She raises up her sticks to count off the beat. Ready? One, two, three. Frog, frog, pig. And pan down, and me, leaned on one elbow, flapping the other hand along to the beat on an empty cardboard box.
Watch the card, Monty hustle, don't blink. Palm the ace with a flick and a wink. After dark, playing catch with the moon. Shooting jacks with the stars when the world was ours.
APS is on Twitter at Parlor Songbook. And you can find information about the program on our website, AmericanParlorSongbook.com. Now, we love hearing from our listeners, and there's a contact link there on the page. Sometimes I'll even answer your letters in a song on the air. So if you need advice, or it's your grandmother's 100th birthday, or you just plain want to tell us how much you hate the program, just write J.P. Houston Sings in the subject line, and you never know, you just might get a response on the air.
Now, our next guest is an internationally famous motivational speaker and author of several books on tape, including Motivate This and Master the Beef, Master Yourself. It's Beef Masterson.
Oh, evening, everybody. I am Beef Masterson, founder of motivational public speaking movement, Beef Masters. I've been helping people get over their fears and get moving in so many ways for so many years. And this year I found a whole new QB to tackle, and that's purity of mind and body. My entire life, people have asked me how I remain so agile, fit, clear-minded, and sharp. As a child, my mother would dandle me on her knee, marveling, and she'd say, "Beef, beef. How you grow so sinewy in your mind and in your muscle?" And I told her what I'm about to tell you. "Mama, how'd you get so clogged?" A lot of you in this audience, a lot of you listening at home, I can sense it, are clogged. Ask yourself, do I feel clogged? You feel jammed up from that Thanksgiving dinner, from that holiday party, Christmas dinner, New Year's party, maybe that Super Bowl party you overdid it. Big steak dinner with your Valentine, maybe a little St. Patty's Day excess, too much Easter candy. Overdo it at the Cinco de Mayo, or perhaps the Memorial Day BBQ, July 4th grilling. Overdo it on your birthday in August. I'm a Leo. Just couldn't lay off the Labor Day BBQ. Digging into your kids' candy at Halloween. What about Thanksgiving again? "Jane, get me off this crazy thing." We Americans know how to do it and how to overdo it. And old Beef's here to show you there's a way out of this cycle. Move to Canada or a cleanse. It's no secret, we don't eat the best in this country. And that, Lord forgive me for saying it, crap that we put in our systems not only makes our bodies fat, it makes our minds fat. A fat body struggles going up the stairs. A fat mind, that struggles watching Jeopardy. If you're thinking beef, what makes you think you could tell me? Let me tell you something. I sprint upstairs two at a time, and I shout out answers when I watch Jeopardy before the contestants. And not just any answers, the correct ones. And in the category of clogged for 800, I answer, what is a cleanse? Not just any cleanse. We're talking the cleanse de la cleanse, based on scientific study, proven to show results. The Beef Master's Beef Master Cleanse from me, Beef Masterton. I know you're saying, beef, I don't want to eat vegetable broth for a week. Well, the Beef Master's Beef Master Cleanse will not leave you wanting. On the BMBMC, your plate will be full of beef. That's right. You will eat all the beef you want and then some. Beef stroganoff, beef bourguignon, and so forth. But beef, I can hear you ask. Is this a sufficiently well-rounded diet? I tell you, beef is nature's wonder food, packed with protein, iron, and vitamins that we provide. That's right. Your BMBMC beef is no ordinary beef. Like Sade said, this is a wonder beef. Like wonder bread, we enrich it with vitamins, hand-rubbed into the cuts of meat that are delivered right to your door. Or, if you opt for the deluxe service, straight to your mouth. And that's for 6 months. 6 months! That's halfway around the sun. To cleanse properly, you must visualize the flow of food through your body as the unbroken chain that it is. Enter in your mouth, traveling to your stomach, small intestine where the nutrients are yielded to the body, and that which yields not is expelled. But beef! Won't I get bored of eating nothing but beef for 6 months? Bored? Bored of beef? Not if you're American. And not the way Beef Masters feed you. Not only do you get all your classic beef dishes, pot roast, flank steak, ribeye, sirloin, rump roast, hamburger, and tripe. We get your fancy dishes, like beef Wellington, beef bourguignon, and kebabs. Plus, you know how vegetarians are always dressing up a carrot and telling you it's meat? We do the same thing, only we flip it in reverse. Do you miss bread? Slice up some meatloaf. You want a nice apple? Have a beef apple, a.k.a. a meatball. Fruit smoothie? Beef smoothie. Peanuts? Beef nuts. Milkshake, meat shake, sheet cake, beef cake. We got you covered in beef. Just 6 months of our Beef Master's Beef Intensive, and you are cleansed. Again, visualizing the gigantic rope of meat floss that has helpfully chafed and scrubbed its way through your system for half a year. But we're not done yet. Set your phasers to fiber. Now that you're done and properly beefed up, you're ready for phase two, the fiber phase. While phase one, or the Beef Master Blast, purifies your waters that have been muddied by the breads of starches, your sugars, and your alcohols, while building up your muscles with much-needed protein, it does also bring with it some fatty deposits in your arteries, much as the mighty Mississippi deposits on its shores the silt that enriches the soil of the breadbasket of the heartland. And to extend that metaphor, fiber phase of the BMBMC is like when there is massive flooding on Old Man Mississippi, driving in its wrath all that cloggity silt. If you thought phase one of the Beef Blast was tasty, get a load of phase two. You will feast on wheat cakes, wheat germ, wheat nuts, oat grits, chaff, and so much more. Plus, Beef Masterson's patented fiber log. We got a saying around the Beef Masters. If you're feeling chilly, throw a log on the fiber. Doesn't quite make sense. I know what you're asking. Beef, How long do I get to feast on this fiber? The answer? 6 months. 6 months of sawdust-like snacks, clusters and clumps, scrubbing you out like an army of tiny Bert the Chimney Sweeps from Mary Poppins. This warms your heart to think of it, huh? That little army of micro Van Dykes. And then what, you say, Beef? What happens when you're done with phase two? Well, after 6 months of inner chafing, you'll have lost weight, a lot of it. That's a guarantee. So naturally, as winter turns to spring, you're back to the beefing board. Phase one again. And back to pure living, the Beefmaster's way. So don't delay. Break the cycle of eating like an American. And get on the cycle of cleansing with Beefmaster's and Beefmaster's Beefmaster Cleanse. Call today. Thank you.
Beef Masterson and his Beef Master Cleanse. Well, that was, of course, our good friend Stephen Beneklist.
We have just about enough time for one more song from Patrick Park.
Shining like a light, how it all comes rushing back when everything is right. Oh, but I can see the signs and I can hear the call. It's this feeling that I get just before I fall, that everything will change no matter what we do. Where you gonna be when that day comes to? Oh, 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 storm outside's been knocking down our doors. Do you feel weak? Do you feel poor? But we'll gather up our hearts and we'll wear our love like swords and build our world. Build our world. Oh, 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 oh. I can hear your drum beating sweet and low with the tide that pulls me in, never lets me go. While everything around is turning like the sea, drowning in your flames and burning in your breeze. Oh, 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 oh. Storm outside's been knocking down our doors. Do you feel weak? Do you feel poor? But we'll gather up our hearts and we'll wear our love like swords and build our world. Build our world. The storm outside's been knocking down our doors. Do you feel weak? Do you feel poor? But we'll gather up our hearts and we'll wear our love like swords. Build our world. Build our world. Oh, oh, oh,
that's our show. Thanks for listening to American Parlor Songbook. APS is produced by the American Parlor Company, presented by KVCR, and available on PRX.
Wendell.
You can find information about the program
by
visiting... Martha, please. I'm trying to sleep.
Well, do that while you talk to me.
All right, but I can't guarantee complete lucidity.
Well, I never can, so we're on a level playing field.
All right, perfect then. Make it quick, though. I was having a lovely dream about a maple-encrusted salmon.
Will you tell me if this Bitcoin looks counterfeit?
Oh, no, Martha. What have you done?
Made a shrewd investment in our future.
All right, let me see.
Here.
Martha, this is just a piece of paper.
It's Bitcoin.
It says I owe you 1,000 Bitcoin.
Same difference.
So who owes you?
Randy.
Oh, that charlatan. I hardly think it's worth the napkin it's printed on.
That is my dearest friend you're talking about.
You mean the same friend who sold you half a timeshare, dragged you into Amway, and sold your pictures on TMZ?
Number one, that was a beautiful half day at Windy Palm Condominiums. Number two, we're still using that discount turtle wax. And three, those saucy photos raised my Q rating 3 points.
So, what was this little tip for then?
Well, do you remember the time I rushed the stage and stole Paula Deen's daytime Emmy?
How could I forget? You were wearing a chicken costume.
Well, of course I was wearing a chicken costume. How else would I advertise for my investment?
In Bitcoin.
No, stupid, in chicken futures.
You've lost me.
But try and keep up. It's not that difficult. Randy needed $5,000 to buy chickens in the dip.
A dip in the market?
No, you moron. They were dipping chickens.
Obviously.
So, he needed the cash for the buy-in.
And you gave it to him.
And he gave me this piece of paper.
So then why were you promoting chickens?
Because he told me these bitcoins were going to be worth their weight in chickens.
And who says that a 90-year-old actress can't be a financial guru?
Oh, really? Who's the one holding this piece of paper worth a fortune?
Come now, Martha. Do you really think that Randy is going to honor a 6-year-old cocktail napkin?
Yes, unless he wants to find $5,000 worth of dead dipping chickens on his lawn.
You don't actually get the chickens.
Well, then what was my $5,000 for?
It's all numbers, transactions.
That sounds like a scam.
It just requires a little trust in institutions.
Well, you know my track record with institutions.
Martha, not those kind.
Well, what institution do I have to trust for this IOU?
Randy.
Oh, I'm cooked.
As a dipping chicken.
Well, at least those imaginary whatever coins wouldn't be worth much now anyway.
Sit down, Martha.
I already am.
Well, then lie down.
All right.
That napkin there, at today's value, would be worth something in the neighborhood of $10 million. Oh, calm down, dear. Shh. It's okay, calm down. Here, breathe into this bag.
Is it worth $10 million?
Oh, of course not.
Well, then what good is it going to do?
It'll prevent you from hyperventilating.
Well, what happens if I hyperventilate?
You'll lose consciousness.
Oh, well, that sounds better. Get that bag away from me.
Listen, Martha, listen. We can't go through life imagining what might have been, pulling our hair out over lost potential profits. If you never really had it, you never really had it. Short of getting in a time machine.
Time machine? There's a time machine? Let's get in it.
Oh, Martha, there's no time machine. It's not the way the world works. Once it's past, it's past. Besides, what you've got now, what you've got, it isn't so bad.
But Wendell, $10 million.
And what's a dollar? A piece of paper, a number in a computer. No. Martha, you can't hold a dollar close. A stock can't help you out of the car or bring you tea at night. Most importantly, a dollar can't love you the way I do.
You really love me? Even though I lost 1,000 Bitcoin in a dipping chicken scheme?
Oh, of course, dear. You mean more to me than any get-rich-quick scheme.
Well, maybe I'll leave the investing to you in the future.
All right, I'd be happy to advise.
You know, I did hear about a hot stock running up the charts.
What's that, dear?
Well, everyone is saying to buy Wendell and Martha. They're going all the way.
And then some, dear. And then some.
Excuse me, sir. Do you accept Bitcoin IOU?
Sure, why not for you?
Well, then, what can I get for 1,000 on a napkin?
I've got just the thing. How about a nice lullaby so we can get some rest?
Now that's worth every penny.
Martha, the sun has bowed its head. Our friends have all gone home to bed. We've burned the candle end to end. Remember what I've said time and time again. Every evening ends, but you don't need to fret. I'll hold you through the night. Deep sigh, my love, sleep tight. Run out to sea, gently streaming as you dream, right here by me. Martha, the moon is on its way. On pinhole skies, the palm trees sway. Tomorrow is another day. Remember what I say. Though a day will fade, another one is made. Never be afraid, I'll be by your side. Sleep tight, my love. Good night.
Good night.